News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
So the government has said that it is going to take action, and that action is due today in respect of alleviating the pressures of rising energy prices, while at the same time keeping their powder dry to be able to respond down the track if that should be needed. Sean Defoe is with us, our political correspondent. Sean, reading through the tea leaves of what has been said and hinted at thus far, what can we expect?
So three main things, Anton, is what we're going to look at when this announcement comes tomorrow afternoon. You're going to have a cut to excise duty. So that's going to be your petrol and your diesel. Amounts still to be decided, but opposition parties have talked about maybe 25 cents, something in that region, to try and bring what people are paying, if not below the €2 mark once again, certainly in around that €2 mark. The second part will be around fuel allowance. So this is where you've seen ministers over the last few days saying they're going to help out the most vulnerable. That's likely to come through a double payment and through extending the season. That fuel allowance season of the €38 a week is due to end in April, but it's very likely that's going to be extended out for at least a few more weeks as this conflict in the Middle East continues and there's greater uncertainty over prices. And then the third is going to be for the likes of the hauliers or for industry that is particularly affected, likely to take the form of a rebate scheme or else an expansion or more generous version of the existing diesel rebate scheme. So they're your kind of three bits that are more immediately on the table. Now, everyone listening this morning is going to want to know two things, how much and how long. And that's what's being finally decided today. So Simon Harris is meeting with the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, with Dara O'Brien, with Sean Canney as well, to decide just how long they can go. And the early indications, or certainly all through last week, has been this is going to be very limited. You're talking 2 or 3 weeks. Now we're hearing, as it looks like, even though Donald Trump is saying that this is nearly done, or he's trying to wrap it up, that this conflict actually could last longer. The government is examining, can they get a few more weeks out of it? Could it continue up to maybe as far as May in the initial stages, at least?
In terms of the delay thus far, why did it take several weeks to get to this point, Sean?
Couple of reasons, I suppose. The major one being the massive uncertainty. So the government, the opposition has been incredibly critical and will be critical no matter what is announced tomorrow of the government and how long it has taken in the weeks to get them here. What Simon Harris and other ministers are saying is, look, we had no idea how long this is going to last. We had no idea whether this was strikes akin to what we saw last year or something more significant in the early stages. And we still don't know how long this is going to last into the future. This could be something that is done and dusted from the US side, if you were to believe Donald Trump by the letter of what he said, in a couple of weeks' time, in which case there should be a drop then in energy prices that doesn't necessarily need government intervention. So you don't want to spend hundreds of millions if you were out into June, July, if you don't have to. The other kind of big concern from the government has been, this is coming into summer. It's coming into the months where energy is a bit less pressing, and we've seen over the weekend at least the weather has been that bit better. And they are thinking if this drags on and on and drags on even beyond the summer, a much greater package of supports will be needed that will be much more financially straining, having just spent the last couple of budgets trying to get away from the likes of one-off energy credits. So when Simon Harris is talking about keeping the powder dry, that is part of what he's looking at.
One would have thought, though, that there is such a superfluity of available cash within the exchequer that that's not much of a pressing problem.
Well, it is and it isn't, because as again, Simon Harris pointed out when Piers Doherty put that to him in the Dáil last week, the opposition is calling for the surplus to be spent on everything from all infrastructure to housing to health to energy. You can only spend the surplus once, even if you have it. And if we are looking at something that is not just a short-term hit, I mean, for example, you could make a decision today. The government could decide this afternoon, okay, we're doing 25 cents on petrol and diesel, and that's grand. This evening, the deadline that Donald Trump has put in place for Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz passes. If he decides to strike significant energy infrastructure in the Middle East overnight and Iran follows through on its threats then to go after the energy infrastructure of other countries and water desalination plants, for example, the price could spike 6, 7, 8 cents tonight and 6, 7, 8 cents again tomorrow. And suddenly the 25 cents that you've taken off is already eaten up before it's even properly gotten to the end of the week that it's enforced. So you can make these decisions in the short term, but if you do and suddenly they're wiped out in a couple of days, obviously the pressure is on to do it again. And that's when you start getting into a situation where, yes, the large surpluses that we have start to run out. And of course, we're in a situation where they are expecting, if this drags on, the economy could turn down. We're also in a situation where Donald Trump is putting huge pressure on our economy, not just through his wars, but through his drive to get the likes of pharma business back into the US. So that pot of money we've been sitting on for a long time, yeah, it's great. But once you spend it, you can only really spend it once.
Sean, thank you very much. Sean Defoe there, News Talk's political correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.